Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated in loving memory Ule'ilu Nishmas, Harold Groner, Tzvi Ben Yaakov Yosef.
Nazir Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Mazgulayas HaKoyz V'Amar HaReini Nazir Mimenu. Let's say a person, after they pour for him a koyz, he says, I'm a Nazir from this koyz. Then HaReize Nazir. And he's a full-fledged Nazir. The Gemara then explains that the next part of the Mishnah is really Yichsuri Mechsura. If a person was a shikr, and he realized that the people are trying to get him to drink, and as a result he responded by saying, I'm a Nazir Mimenu, then he's not a complete Nazir. His kavanah is only to aser that particular koyz. Now, the question is, in the Reisha, where we learned that if a person didn't say it because they were trying to get him to drink, a regular case where a person said, Hareini Nazir Mimenu. So the Tanakhama told us that he becomes a full-fledged Nazir. Now, that's interesting because the person didn't aser all of the Isuri Naziris. He only asered this particular kais. As we'll see a little bit later, in the next Mishnah that's discussed, this was discussed back on the Gimel Amud Beis, there's a machlokes between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's Shita is that a person is not a Nazir unless he's mekabel all the Isuri Naziris on himself. The Rabbanan argue, is this Mishnah dafka according to the Rabbanan, or does Reb Shimon also agree to this Mishnah? Says the Rosh over here in Debar Maschil Mazgu, that Reb Shimon would agree over here. Because even though Reb Shimon says that if you're only noider from a certain chelik of the Yisuri Naziris, like Chetzanim alone, so he's not a Nazir, because he didn't aser himself on everything, over here it's different. Because although what the person said was Hareini Nazir Mimenu, he did not say explicitly that he's only being Mekabel Naziris Miyayin. In the other cases in which Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan argue, the person states explicitly that he's only being Mekabel Naziris from a certain aspect. He's a Naziris min HaChartzanim, or he's a Naziris only min HaYayin. By saying, Hareini Nazir min HaKoyz Hazeh Mimenu, you're not necessarily excluding other things. And, says the Rosh, he could become Aser in all the Yisur Naziris midin Yodais. There's a din called Yodais Naziris, and Reb Shimon is moited to that din. So this case could be similar to Yodais Naziris, since he didn't tell us that he's only being Mekabel Naziris min HaYayin. However, the Tosis Yomtif understands that the person is only Aser Lefi the Rabbanan, and not according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, this will be exactly like a person who's Mekabel Naziris only min HaYayin. In the Sefer Be'er Moshe, he explains that there's actually an added Chiddush Lefi the Rabbanan in this Mishnah. Because in the case on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, one could have understood that the reason why the Rabbanan hold that he's a Nazir is because he asked himself from all Yayin. But let's say a person is only a Nazir, he only asers himself from this particular case, maybe the Rabbanan agree that he's not a Nazir. Kamash Pulon, our Mishnah, that even in such a case, the Rabbanan hold that you are a Nazir. Now, in the Sefer of our Mishnah, the case of the Shikr, who people were trying to get him to drink, and in response he said, Hareini Nazir Mimenu, so we learned that he's not a Nazir. Nevertheless, it's before in the Mishnah, Leniskavna Zu, Elaloy Mareu like a carbon, which sounds like, although the person was just trying to get them off his back and give them the impression that he's a Nazir, nevertheless, this case, he is Aserin. And that's how the Rishonim, the Mefarish, and Tosfos learn, that's how the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Naziris Perek Alpha Loch Yud Aleph, that in this particular case, he's Aser. You'll ask, since it's clear that the person didn't have any intention really to make an Iser, because he just wanted them to be under the impression that he's a Nazir, so they shouldn't bother him to drink this case, why is he Aser in this case at all? The answer is because we have to accept his Dibur with some sort of explanation. So we can accept the fact that when he said Hareini Nazir Mimenu, he didn't mean to become a full-fledged Nazir, because after all, he mentioned this particular kais. So we accept his explanation that he just wanted to get them off his back and limit the Dibur that he said to Dafka this kais. But to throw out the Dibur entirely, we wouldn't do unless it's Muchach that he didn't make any Isser at all, like in the case of Hareini Nazir Min HaGroigris that we learned on Daf Tes. Take a look at the Karen Oira. Now, in the Yerushalmi over here, it's mevur that he's not even aser be'isr neder from this kais. From Lashon in the Yerushalmi, it's mashma that the reason is because you can't use a Lashon nezirus to create an isr neder. After all, neder has to be chal on the cheftza. When you say, Hareini nazir mimenu, on the other hand, you're talking about yourself. I am nazir. I am separated from the yayin. The Bavli obviously doesn't hold this way because we saw on Daf Tes, a person says, Hareini nazir min ha-groigris. According to some days, he's aser from groigris. As an Isser Nedrin. That's the Psak of the Rambam, Perek Alef, Halacha Yud. So the Ragachavar says in the Tzavzis Paneach that the reason for this is that even though a person cannot aser Yisurei Neder al Yudei, talking about the Gavra, nevertheless he says Lashon Neziris is different. Because every Neziris is really a Neder. It's as if the person made a Neder and asered the Heftza of Yayin on himself, or the Mesim Militame Lahem. Therefore, whenever the person uses this terminology, Hareni Nazir, we automatically associate it with the Heftza itself that he's asering. The Mishnah says, "Hareini nazir al manas shehei shoyse yayin umetamer lameisam areze nazir va'azir bekulon." If a person is mekabel naziris on condition al manas that he should be able to drink yayin or to be metamer lameisim, then he is a nazir and he's usher in all the yisuri naziris. However, if the person says, "Yedei ani sheyesh naziris," I know that there's a concept of naziris. Avol eini yedei sha nazir usher b'yayin. He's just not aware that a nazir is usher b'yayin. Then there's machloikas between Tanakama and Reb Shimon. The Tanakama says, "Areza usher," Reb Shimon matir. This is because Reb Shimon is lishitasei, and of Gimel Amabez, Reb Shimon told us that a person is not a nazir unless he's mekabel on himself all isuri naziris. So when he says any yedeish a nazir aser b'yayin, that means he wasn't mekabel on himself to be aser in yayin. So if he's a tanakama, he's aser because whenever you're mekabel part of the isur naziris, all the isur naziris are chal on you. Mashenkin, according to Reb Shimon, he's not a nazir at all since he wasn't mekabel all the isur naziris on himself. Now the Gemara brings down the question, V'lif l'gnami Reb Shimon Bereisha. Why is it that only in the case where a person says, Yedei ani sheyesh naziris, avol eini yedei shanazir aser b'yayin, that there Reb Shimon argues and says that he's mutter because he wasn't mekabel all the nisuri naziris? What about in the Reisha, the first case where the person says, Areini nazir, amanas she'ehei shoyse yayin umetam l'meisim, amanas that I shouldn't have the iser of drinking yayin? That means he wasn't mekabel on himself all of the yisurim. So Reb Shimon should say that in such a case he's not a nazir at all. So Reb Shimon Levi says, Cholakai Reb Shimon, Aparesha. Reb Shimon indeed would argue even in the first case of the Mishnah. However, Ravina argues. He says, Bereisha loy palag Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon does not argue in the first din of the Mishnah. What's the difference? My time says, the Gemara Mishim Dehavalei Masne al Mashakasa B'toyre. When a person says, I'm not mekabel all the Yisuri Naziris, then he's not a Nazir, because you're only a Nazir if you're mekabel all the Yisurim. Here, he was mekabel the din of being a Nazir. It's just that he was masna, he made a tanai. He said it's on the condition that I should be able to drink yayin. That's called a tanai against the Torah. Masna, mashakaza b'Torah, his tanai is bottle. Now Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Dehavi asked him, Toimer, v'tepigle de naziris e'ef shalakayim al-yidei shliach. The Gemara says in Ksubis that a tanai can only be made by things that are possible to be mekayim al-yidei shliach. Now Tosfos says a very surprising teretz. Tosfos says, "Acharei she'achirim yichurim lahavi karbonis tachtov." It may be true that naziris is not something you can mekayim al-yidei shliach, but the karbonis naziris other people could bring instead of him. Therefore, nechshev, says Tosfos, is considered kiilu kol ha'maisa yochel lasa al-yidei shliach. You can't make a shliach for the naziris itself, but since you can make a shliach for the karbonis of the naziris, that gives it a din of a milsa de efsher lekayim al-yidei shliach. Now, there are two very important yesoides that you see from this Tosfos. One is a yesoide about Karbonis Naziris, and the other is a yesoide about the din of Milsa de Isei B'Shlichas Isei B'Tanai. Number one, there's a big shaila exactly how to be Magdir, how to understand the din of the Karbonis Naziris. One side is to understand that the Kabbalah of the person was to be a Nazir. The din of the Karbonis is something that the Torah puts on him after he's finished his Naziris. But it's not as if when a person says Hareini Nazir, a chiluk of that Kabbalah is that he's going to bring Karbonis. The Karbonis is a added chiyuv. The other tzad, however, is that a chiluk of the Kabbalah's Naziris is not only the Isser of Shias Yayin, the Isser of Tam Lameisim, etc. Rather, there's also a Kabbalah to bring the Karbonis. Says Reuven Grzovsky that you see from this Tosfos that the Karbonis Naziris is a chelik of the Naziris. Because if not, it would be impossible to say that Naziris is something that's Efshal Yedei Shliach. Naziris is not Efshal Yedei Shliach. Rather, the added din is Efshal Yedei Shliach. Must be that it's not an added din. It is a chelik of the Naziris itself. Number two, there are two ways to understand the qualification of Milsa de Isse B'Shlichas Isse B'Tanai. Because we know that there are many mishpatei ha-tanoim. There are many rules that tanoim have. When you make a tanai, for example, you have to make a tanai kufel. That means that it's not enough to say that if such and such a thing happens, then the chalos will take place. For example, a person says, I want to be mekadosh an isha al-manas that it rains tomorrow. So I have to first say that if it rains, she is mekudeshes, and then I have to say, if it doesn't rain, you're not mekudeshes. That's called a tanai kafel. You also have to say, hein kodem lalav, the yes before the no. So I have to first talk about that if it does rain, then she is mekudeshes, and then talk about if it doesn't rain, she's not mekudeshes. I have to make a tanai kodem lamaisa. I have to first talk about the tanai, the rain, and then the ma'isa, the kedushin. One of the mishpatei tanoim is that it has to be isa b'shlichas. It has to be shayach to make a shliach. Now, there are two ways to understand this last halacha, that it has to be something that's isa b'shlichas. The simple way of understanding is that it's like all the other mishpatei tanoim. Since the way that the tanai was made in the story of the B'nai Gad, B'nai Ruvain, the Tanai was Kodem L'maisa, and the Henk was Kodem L'lav, it was a Tanai Kuffel. So you have to follow the same format. And so too, the fact that it has to be something that's Isa B'Shlichas. So it's not something that's based on logic, rather the way that it was said in the Parsha is the way that all Tanoim have to be made. And so what our Tosfos is being Mechadish is that that qualification need not be that the entire chalois that you're creating is Isa B'Shlichas. As long as a chelik of it is Isa B'Shlichas, it's similar enough to the B'nai Gad or B'nai Reuven, to the Tanai that was made there, and therefore you can make a Tanai. This, of course, based on the Hakdama that we gave, that the Karbanis is considered a Chelik of the Nazirus. However, from Tosfos and Ksubas and Daf Ayin Dalet, you see that that's not the Hesber in this din, that it has to be Milsa the Isa B'Shlichas. Because Tosfos is bothered there. They asked the Kasha, Umas Svara Yeshkan, Dole Garmina Me'asim El Le'inyan Mashu Svara. It doesn't make sense to learn things from the Parsha, the B'nai Gad or B'nai Reuven, that have nothing to do with Svara. Because as Tosfos points out, Dole Yalfina Me'asim Bloy Mahani Tanai El B'nai Sinas Karka, it's not as if we learn from the Parsha, B'nai Gad or B'nai Reuven, that it has to be identical to that Parsha, so it's got to be things that have to do with karka. Now it seems that it only bothers Tosfos this particular tanai, this particular din of milsad isu b'shlichas. The other dinim, that it has to be hein kodem lulav or a tanai kafel, seem to be rules in how you have to make the nusach of the tanai, the clarity that you need to have when you express the tanai. But milsad isu b'shlichas is not a halach in how you make the tanai, rather it limits you to which types of things you can make tanoim about. So Tosfos is bothered, why is it that dafka, we're limiting it to things that are isa b'shlichas? So Tosfos answers via Shloimer, the hainu taima, the hoyel v'hamayse kol kach b'yodoy, sheyochel l'kaime al-yidei shliach, since the matter is so much in his hands that he's able to mekayim it through a shliach, svarahu shehei kamoy kem b'yodoy l'shavye b'tanoah. The Svara dictates that it should also be biyade le'inyin, creating a tanai. Now, what exactly does Tosfos mean? Tosfos over there is actually coming to explain why it is that one cannot make a tanai in chalitza. Since chalitza is something that you can't make a shliach for, you can also not make a tanai. What is this Svara that Tosfos is saying? Since it's not biyadei to make a shliach, it's also not biyadei to make a tanai. Explains Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosher, Shar Zayin Perek Ches. We know that there are two types of chalois in the Torah. There is a chalois similar to gerushin, kedushin, selling a field, where it's the person who creates the chalois. On the other hand, there's another type of chalois that's like shchita or tevila, where it's not the person who does the chalois, it's actually the Torah that creates the chalois. The Torah just requires that the person do a certain act. When a person does the act of shchita or tevila in a mikveh, the Torah says that that act automatically generates the kashrus in the animal or the taira in the person. Now the difference between these two types of chalois in the Torah is that when the person is the one who creates the chalois, the person is in control of that chalois and can determine how the chalois will be chal. And therefore, he can make a tanai. Suppose a person says, Hare at mekudeshesli al menas, that it rains tomorrow, we know that his tanai is operative. The chalois will not be chal unless the tanai is mekuyim. Similarly, if a person were to say, Hare at mekudeshesli, but not today, I'm being mekadesh you for 10 days from now, he could do that as well, because he's the one who's in the driver's seat. He's the one who's creating the chalois through his maisa. So he could tell us when it should be chal. Masha Enkein, in the other category, tevila or shchita, a person would never be able to shecht an animal and make a tanai and say that the kashrus that is generated through the shchita should only be chal if it rains tomorrow. A person can't go into a mikveh and say that the taira should be chal only in 10 days from now. And that's because it's not the person who's creating the chalois. The chalois is an automatic thing that happens through the maisa that the person does. Rebbe Chanan is also marich on this yisoid in the Kovitz Ha'aris in Simen Ayin Vav. Now, what about chalitza? Is chalitza something that belongs to the category of gittin and kedushin? Or is chalitza more similar to tevila and shechita? And of course, the difference will be if you could make a tanai in chalitza. The answer, says Reb Shimon and Reb Chanan, is that chalitza is more similar to shechita and tevila. And the raya to that is that chalitza is something that you cannot make a shliach for. If the person is in the driver's seat, then it's possible for him to give that koyach over to somebody else, because he's the one who's creating the chalois. He's capable of empowering somebody else to do the same chalois. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, that's what Tosis means to say. The din of milsa de isa b'shlichas isa b'tanai is not merely one of the mishpatei ha-tanoim. Rather, it's a hagadara in when a person is capable of making it tanai. It has to be something that the person is the one who creates the chalois. If he's in the driver's seat enough to be able to make a shliach, then that is a simon that shows that the chalois is something that he creates. It's not something that the Torah creates, and therefore he's eligible to make a tanai. Now, if this is how you understand the din of milsa de isa b'shlichas isa b'tanai, then it's impossible to understand this Tosfos. Because even if we're to say that the karbanis of a nazir is a chelik of the nazirus, nevertheless, our nidain is it possible to make a tanai in the kabbalas nazirus? And that, according to Tosfos in Ksubas, should be dependent on whether it's possible to make a shliach for the kabbalas nazirus. Because all we need to do is see if the person is considered in control of the chalois nazirus. So why do I care that there's a cheluk of the nazirus that you could use a shliach for? That doesn't show that I am in control of the chalois nazirus that's chal on me when I'm mekabel it. The only thing that would show that is if I would be able to make a shliach to be mekabel nazirus for me. And this would seem to be the shita of the Rambam as well. Because the Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchas Ishus says, Kol tanai sheba oylam, bein b'kedushin, bein b'gerushin, bein b'mekach, bein b'memker, bein b'shar dine mamin, tzorech liyais b'tanai arba advarim. Every tanai in the world, in all of these things, there has to be, in the tanai, four things. Ve'eloheina dalet varim shel kol tanai. What are they? Sheyia kuful, it should be a double tanai. V'sheyia hein koidem lelav, you have to say the yes part before the no. V'sheyia ha-tanai koidem lemaisa, the tanai has to be before the maisa. V'sheyia ha-tanai dover she'efshel lekaimoy. So the Rambam leaves out the din of isei b'shlichas. And the Ramach asks this question on the Rambam. He says, after all, that's the Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Dalet says, that the reason why you can't make a tanai in chalitza is because it's not possible to be mekayim it alidei shliach. So why does the Rambam omit that rule? So the Magid Mishnah says, because the Rambam already explained in Hilchas Chalitza V'Yibam, in Perik Dalet, Halacha Chav Dalet, that chalitza is kshere even if you weren't mekayim the tanai, you can't make a tanai in chalitza, and so the Rambam doesn't have to repeat it over here. The obvious problem with that is that at least the Rambam should include it in his list. Right now he's telling you what the rules of Tanayim are. Just like the other rules, the Rambam explains them in other places. And furthermore, the Rambam over there in Hilchas Chalitza V'Yibum actually gives a totally different reason why the Chalitza is Kshera if the Tanay is not Mekuyim, why you can't make it Tanay. He says, Shaharei niskavein lachloitzla, because the person had intentions to be Choylitz to her. Why doesn't he say? Because it's not Doime to the Tanay, B'nei God, B'nei Ruven. So Reb Chaim explains the Rambam, alpi the same yesoid that we just mentioned. He says that chalitza is a part of the category of chaloisin that are not chal through the person. Rather, the person does a maisa and the chalois happens automatically. And Reb Chaim says that there's another difference between those two categories. Does one have to have das and rotzen? Do you have to have gemiris das that the chalois should be chal? So by Gerushin and Kedushin, the person has to have Gemiris Das. Because after all, he's the one who's being Poyel the Chalois. Masha'en Kain, by Shechita and Tevila, as long as the person has intention to do the Maisa, he does not have to have Gemiris Das for the Chalois at all. We don't care if the person doesn't even want the outcome to happen. Because since he's not the one who creates the Chalois, it's rather the Torah that creates the Chalois, so whether he wants the Chalois or not is totally irrelevant. This is the reason, says Reb Chaim, why the Gemara needs a Pusik to be Memayit, a Katan, from Chalitza. It says, Ish Veloy Katan, and Tosfos asks, and Daf Kuvdalan Mebez Nivamis, why do you need a Pusik? The Katan doesn't have Das. Tosfos answers that we need a Pusik in a case where there's a gadol oimid al gabov, when a gadol is standing by the katan and showing him exactly what to do, there would have been a half a minute to say that the katan is kosher to do chalitza. Now, we all know that by Gittin and Kedushin and Kinyonim, it does not help if there's a Gadol Omer al Gabov. Because for those things, you need to have Gemiras Das. It's not enough to have Kavana for the Maisa. You need to have Gemiras Das for the Chalois, and a Katan is incapable of having Gemiras Das for the Chalois. But Chalitza, says Reb Chaim, is from the category, like Shechita and Tevila, where the person is not the one who's creating the Chalois, and all you have to be doing is the Maisa itself. For that, as long as there's a Gadol Omer al Gabov, it helps by a Katan. That's why we all know that for Shechita, Gadol Omer al Gabov, Me'ikra Din works. And Memela, this is the Pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says that the reason why Chalitza is Kshera, even if you weren't Mekayim the Tanai, meaning you can't make a Tanai in Chalitza, the Rambam says, Sharei Niskavein Lachlitzla. Because the person had intention to do Chalitza. Once he had intention to do Chalitza, then it's an automatic Chalais. It's impossible for him to make a Tanai. And that's actually the same exact time that the Gemara gives. The Gemara says that it has to be something that's Isa B'Shlichas, and we explain that what that means is that the person has to be in control, meaning that there has to be the person who's creating the Chalois. That's exactly what the Rambam means. The person here is not creating the Chalois. All he's doing is doing the Maisa, and since he had Kavana Lachloitzla, it works automatically. And that's why the Rambam doesn't even have to mention it in his list of Tanoim rules, the Mishpatei HaTanoim, because this isn't a rule like the other rules. This is just defining it as something that it's impossible to make a Tanai on because you're not in control. The Lashon of the Rambam was, Kol Tanai Sheba Olam, Bein Be Kiddushin, Bein Be Geirishin, Bein Be Mekach, Bein Be Memker, Bein Be Shardin Imamin. He lists all of the things that the person is in control of doing the Chalois. So the reason why Chalitza is not included is because it's an automatic Chalois. So it's much more basic than the rules of Tanoim. So according to the Rambam as well, it would be impossible to give Tosis's teretz in our sugya that the reason why by Naziris a Tanai works is because you could make a shliach for the Karbonis. Because a Tanai would not be able to work by something that you cannot make a shliach to create that chalois. That means you're not in control of the chalois itself. So even if you're in control of the Karbonis, which is a chalik of the Naziris, but you're not in control of the creation of the actual chalois Naziris. So why is it that you can make a Tanai in the Naziris itself? Tosfos Teretz won't work. So what could we answer, Lefi Shittas HaRambam, Lefi Shittas HaTosfos in Ksubis, to Tosfos Kasha? So Reb Shimon actually offers a Teretz for this as well. Reb Shimon explains that since the whole din of Milsad Isa B'Shlichas Isa B'Tanai is built on the Yisoid that we just said, that it's merely a simon to determine whether the person is in control, the person is creating the chalois or not. So Reb Shimon says that it's a davar pashit, that by Naziris, by Nedarim, it's the person who's mechal the chalois on himself. And therefore he says, the fact that you can't make a shliach is for a different reason than the fact that you can't make a shliach for chalitza. For chalitza, the reason why you can't make a shliach is indeed because the person is not in control of that chalois, it's a chalois that's generated automatically through the maisa. And she'en came by things like Naziris or Nedarim, the reason why I can't make a shliach is a technicality, because the Torah said that the only person that becomes usher is the person who had bitois fasayim. Not because I'm not creating the chalois, but it's because it's something that I simply can't make a shliach on. I'm in control, but you need to have my bitei sasayim. His bitei sasayim is not going to aser me. It says layachal dvaroi. So it's simply something that technically cannot be transferred over to a shliach. Since over here, its inability to make a shliach is not indicative of his lack of control, it therefore does not result in the klal of milsed lesse b'shlichas lesse b'tanai. Now Reb Shimon actually uses this to answer Reb Kiva Eger's kasha on our Tosfos. It's a very important question Reb Kiva Eger asks. He says that even if Tosfos was successful in answering the kasha that they asked over here by Naziris, that Naziris, although it's lesse b'shlichas in general, but since the karbonis is isa b'shlichas, therefore you can make a tanai in Naziris, how are we to explain the fact that we find that even by Nedarin you could make a tanai? By Naziris you could blame it on the karbon, but what about Neder? What part of a Neder is isa b'shlichas? Says Reb Shimon, Legabe Neder, it doesn't make a difference. Just like we just said, Legabe Naziris, it doesn't make a difference, the fact that it's less Ebeshlichas. So too by a Neder, even though it's less Ebeshlichas, the fact that it's less Ebeshlichas has got nothing to do with the person's lack of control. Therefore, it's Ise B'Tanai. Now, other Achrayim disagree with Reb Shimon's premise. Reb Shimon is making the assumption that by Nedarim and Naziris, it's the person that creates the Chalois. Since it's the person that creates the chalais, we understand why you can make a tanai. However, there are other achronim, Reb Baruch Ber, Reb Naftali, they disagree with this hanacha, with the premise of Reb Shimon. They understand that a neder and a zirus is actually similar to shchita and tvila, because they maintain that the way that the chalais gets created is that when the person says the dibur that contains within it the iser, then the iser is automatically generated. So it's not really that the person creates the chalois. The Torah creates the chalois. So now, how are we to explain the fact that you can make a tanai by a neder? Maybe by Naziris you could have answered like Tosfos. But like we said, neder, you don't have that answer. How would they answer the kasha that you see that you can make a tanai by a neder? They answer also an incredible yesod. They say that a tanai by a neder is different than a tanai by anything else. Usually, a tanai is what we call milsa achriti. What that means is that suppose a person was mekanishin ishal tanai. The maisa kedushin was a complete maisa kedushin. It's just that he also created a force called a tanai, which can come along and cause the chalois not to be chal. If you don't follow the rules of Tanoim, then the chalois is automatically chal. As Tosa says in Ksubas Daf Nun Vav, without the special parsha of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, I would have said that it's impossible to create a Tanai. Because since the person had das for the Maisa, to then go and plant this force that could get rid of the chalois, who says that you're capable of doing that? So there's a special chiddush called Tanai that's learned out from the parsha Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, and it has to follow the guidelines of that parsha. That's where we have all of the Mishpatei HaTanoim, the rules of Tanoim. Neder, however, is different. Because suppose a person has two loaves of bread in front of him. We know that he's capable of saying the kikar on the right should be asr on me, but the kikar on the left, I don't want it to be asr on me. That's simple, because the person has the ability to define exactly what it is that he's asring with his neder. Similarly, the person has the ability to say, this kikar should be asr on me in a week from now. That is because the toichen of his neder, once again, is limited to a week from now. The person didn't asr the kikar for all times. He specified when it is that he wants the kikar to be asr. And of course, this is true even if you hold that it's not the person that's creating the chalois. Let's imagine that it's the Torah that creates the chalois. But the Torah only creates the chalois based on his dibur. And his dibur defined specifically next week. That's when the kikar should be asr on me. Well, just like the person is capable of defining which kikar is asr, and he's capable of defining which point in time that kikar should be asr, he's also capable of defining that this kikar should only be asr on me in the event that it rains. Not because he can make a tanai, but because he can define the actual dibur. He says that the dibur that I'm not allowed to violate is the dibur that says that this kikar should be usur on me next week in the event that it rains. So over here, the tanai is not really a function of the parsha of the Tanoi Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. When a person does the Maisa Kedushin, he did a complete Maisa Kedushin. He just said that Maisa Kedushin is now subject to the parsha called Tanoim. But by Neder, the tanai is actually a chelek of the Maisa Neder. It's not as if the tanai is an outside force that prevents the chalois from being chal. Rather, the tanai is part of the definition of what the person is asering. Therefore, it doesn't bother us by Nedarim that we don't have to follow the Gidrei HaTanoim, the Mishpatei HaTanoim. That is why you can make it Tanai, even though it's Lesei B'Shlichas. So far, we learned that Tosfos says the reason why by Nezirus you can make it Tanai, although it's Lesei B'Shlichas, is because the Karbanis are Istu B'Shlichas. According to Tosfos, Reb Kveger says we're left wondering why then is a Neder something that you can make it Tanai on. Reb Shimon's explanation, Al Pi Tosfos in Ksubas, and as we saw, that seems to be the Shittas Rambam as well. The reason why you could make a Tanai by Naziris, although it's less of a Shlichus, is because the Naziris is something that the person creates, and his inability to make a Shlich is not indicative of a lack of control. It's for a side reason. And the Din of Milsa de Isa B'Shlichus, Isa B'Tanai, is not simply a rule, rather it is part of the svara that a person can only make a tanai when he's the one who's creating the chalois. Since we know he's the one who's creating the chalois, lefi Reb Shimon, and it's only a side reason that he can't make a shliach, we therefore say he can make a tanai. According to Reb Naftali, according to Reb Baruch Ber, the reason why he can make a tanai is because that's a chelik of what the person is asering, and it's not because of the parsha of Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven. The Biskarov actually brings down two additional terutzim b'shem his father Reb Chaim. One of the two terutzim is very similar to the teretz that we just said from Reb Shimon, and the other teretz is very similar to the teretz that we just said from Reb Naftali and Reb Achber. Teretz number one, he says that the klal of milsi, the lesei b'shlichas, lesei b'tnai, is only said when it's something that's lesei b'shlichas because of an inherent reason, not because of a side reason. As we said, Reb Shimon says a similar thing, that if it's an inherent reason, meaning you cannot make a shlich because you're not in control, then it's lesei b'tanai. Mashenkin, if the reason why you cannot make a shlich is a technical reason, because we need the bitos fasayim of the person himself, then it doesn't affect whether you can make a tanai. Reb Chaim says a similar idea, but what he says is that here, the reason why you cannot make a shlich is because of the rule of mili loy memsiri l'shlich. It's not possible to make a person a shlich on dvarim, on words, which happens to be a din in mini shlichus. Masha'enkein chalitza, he says, the reason why you cannot make a shliach is because you need to have the body of the person specifically doing the chalitza. The second teretz that the Rizgurov says b'shem Reb Chaim is that the reason why a tenai helps by a neder is because of the gzeres hakasav of ha'adam b'shvua. When the person does not have complete das when he makes the neder, then the neder is not chal. And therefore, it says Reb Chaim, that even if the person is not capable of invoking the halachic trick called a tanai, nevertheless, it turns out that when he made the neder, it was under false pretense. It was lacking ha'adam b'shvua. It was lacking the person's consent when he was making the neder, because he meant that it should only be chal if the tanai is mekuyim. So he only wanted to be chal under certain circumstances. So he didn't really have complete das for this neder. In the Rishonim, we actually find other explanations why there's no problem of milsa lesei b'shlichas legabei atenai by Nazirus. The Ramban Bava Basra Daf Kuf Chavav Mebei says b'shem yesh oimrim, that the only time the Torah prescribed the mishpatei atenoim that are learned out from the parasha b'nei Gora b'nei Reuven is by atenai shebein adam lechaveroi, but atenai that a person makes bein adam la'atzmoi, there you don't need the mishpatei atenoim. Because he understands that the din of Mishpatei Atanoim is all halachas in communication with somebody else. Another teretz that the Ramban says over there is that Nazirus is actually considered Yeshne B'Shlichas. And that is because a person could theoretically say, Hareini Nazir al Daitcha. He tells his friend, I'm a Nazir if you decide that I should be a Nazir. That, according to the Ramban, is enough to fulfill the requirement of Yeshne B'Shlichas. And the Briskerov points out that in the Parashah B'nei Gadol B'nei Reuven itself, you see that you don't really need a real shlichus, a din shluchay shel adam kemoisai, in order to be able to make a tanai. Because the whole din of B'nei Gadol B'nei Reuven, we learn out that it has to be yeshdo b'shlichus, is because Yeshua was Moshe Rabbeinu's shliach. Now, when Yeshua was mekayim the shlichus of Moshe, it was already after Moshe Rabbeinu's p'tira. And we know that a mace can't have a shliach. So you see that you don't really need the din shlichas like the din of shlichas of Kol HaTorah Kula. Reb David Soloveitchik actually points out that the same concept you see in Tosfos, because when somebody else brings a carbon on my behalf, he says you don't have to have the regular gedarim of shlichas shalom kemoisei. As long as you send the carbon with somebody and the carbon is brought for you, then it works for you, even though you don't have the regular gedarim of shlichas shalom kemoisei. Therefore, we can understand that the Ramban also learns this way, and he's understanding that the gedder of shlichas that you need for yeshdo b'shlichas in order to make it tanai is that somebody else has to be involved. Since it's possible to make naziris al das chaveroi, and if his friend agrees, then he's a nazir. If he doesn't agree, he's not a nazir. It's considered enough yeshdo b'shlichas because he's involving somebody else in the chalois. Now, concerning the din of masa al masha kasa b'tayr that we learned, why is it that a masna amasha b'kasub Torah, his tanai is batal? If anything, asks Tosis in Ksubis, why don't we say that the maisa is batal? The person clearly did not want to make the chalois. L'mashal, in our case, a person says, Areni nazar amanashe is choyse yayin. The person, when finding out that it's not acceptable, he can't make such a tanai, would probably say, well, I'm not interested in being a nazir, because he said, I'm only a nazir on condition that I could drink yayin. Now we're going to tell him, no, now you're a nazir, but you can't drink yayin. Why? The person clearly did not want to be makabo nazirus in such an oifen. So this is where Tosfos says the Yisoy that a Tanai is a Milsa Achriti, which means that without the Parsha of Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven, I would say that it's impossible for a Tanai to come and be Mevatel Maisa. Either you did the Maisa or you didn't do the Maisa. You can't say, I did the Maisa on condition. The whole Chiddush of the Parsha of Tanoim is that even though you did the Maisa, you have the ability to plant the destructive force called a Tanai, but it has to have the rules of the Tanoim of B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven. Therefore, says Tosfos, that a person who is Masta, Mashal Kasa B'Toyra, it doesn't follow the rules of the Parsha of B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven and doesn't have the ability to do anything to the chalois. So we see that the shita of Tosfos is that the reason why Masal Mashal Kasa B'Toyra does not work is because it's not like the Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven. The Ramban in Bava Basra, Kuf Chavav Mebez, says B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the din of Masal Mashal Kasa B'Toyra is because we believe the person is not to be taken seriously. All the Tanai is like a maflig bidvarin. It's like a person who's master on something that it's EF Shilakayim. So it comes out according to the Reinu Tam, the reason why it doesn't work is because the person doesn't really have das for it. It's like a person who says something that's not serious. A third understanding in Masta al Mashal Kasa B'Toyra can be found in the Ktsois. In Simon Reish Tes Sivkot and Yud Aleph, the Ktsois says that the reason why a Masta al Mashal Kasa B'Toyra, his Tanai is Batal, is because a person does not have the Koyach to be Poyel or Chalois against the Torah. Not because of a rule in Hilchas Tanoim necessarily. Rather, because it's impossible for a person to design any halachic reality against the Ratzon of the Torah. If the Torah says that this is the way things work, if the Torah says that the way Naziris works is that the person is usher to drink Yayin, you cannot, with the mechanism called Tanai, go against the Torah. The Briska Rav actually learned similar to the Ksois, and both the Ksois and the Briska Rav bring the Raya from the Sugi and Bava Basra that says that if a person says, Ploini b'ni lo yersheni, so-and-so my son should not yarshin me. It says in the Mishnah, lo yomar klum, because he's master al mashakasa b'Torah. Now it's impossible to learn that the reason why this doesn't work is because of the Parsha B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven, because he's not really making a Tanai in some sort of Chalois. But if you learn like the Ktsois, then the Pshat is that a person cannot create any din against the Torah. Therefore, even though he's a Baal Man, his Nechasim, and he could theoretically determine who's going to get the Nechasim, nevertheless, he cannot declare something against the Torah. And that also goes into the chsern of Master Al-Masha Kasa B'Torah. To put it in Lashon of Briska Rav, any Dibur HaMevatel Din Medina HaTorah is not Chal. So according to Tosfos, it's only a rule in Hilchas Tanoim, because it doesn't match up to the rules of Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's because he's not serious. According to the Ktsois and the Briska Rav, it's because a person cannot declare something against the halachas of the Torah. Now, concerning the din that we learned in our Mishnah, Yedei ani sheyesh nezirus, aval eini yedei shanazir aser b'yayin. So the din is, according to the Tanakama, that he's aser in all dinei nezirus. What happens, though, if he goes in front of a chacham and he tells the chacham, as if he's being shoyel on his nezirus, he says, I didn't even know that this is what nezirus entails. So the Ravid, in his Asargus on the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Alacha Yud Dalet, he says that, of course, you can be matir your neder that way. The ein lecha pesach gadol mizeh. Our Mishnah is not talking about where the person was shoyel in front of a chacham. Our Mishnah is talking about where the person is trying to be matir it by himself. Now, although the Radvaz learns B'das HaRambam that the Rambam actually agrees to this point, nevertheless the Kesef Mishnah understands that the Rambam argues. And he understands that the Ravid understood the Rambam correctly. However, the Kesef Mishnah explains B'das HaRambam that the Rambam took it out of our Mishnah. Since our Mishnah says it B'stam without any qualifications, it's mashma that even if the person came in front of the Chacham with this Taina, he still would not be able to be Matar the Neder. Because, says the Kesef Mishnah, Im loy kein havale lefrushe. Why, indeed, does this not qualify as a proper Pesach to go in front of a Chacham and be Matar the Neder? Says the Kesef Mishnah, a very interesting thing. He says a Pesach is something that the Neder Tainas, that had he known this information, he would not have made the Neder whatsoever. This person, on the other hand, had he known the information that a Nazir is Aser B'Yayin, it's mashma that he still would have asered himself in the other Isuri Naziris. So therefore, says the Kesef Mishnah, says if the person says, Areini Nazir Menachar Tzanim Levad, and the Halacha, according to the Tanakama, in such a case, is that he becomes Aser in all Isuri Naziris. And the obvious question on this is, why can't the person say, well, had I known that this is the effect of being noider from part of the Naziris, that I'm going to automatically be usher in all Isuri Naziris, I never would have made the Naziris. The Kesef Mishnah addresses this, but doesn't give an answer. He says, Va'afilu yoimar. Even if the person were to say, Ilu ayisi edeya, she'ayisi usher bekulon le'ayisi noider, even if the person says, had I known that, I never would have made the Naziris, imkozeh usher. Nevertheless, it's still usher. Now here he does have a Pesach explaining why he never would have said what he actually said. Because had he known the effects of what he was saying, he never would have said that he's a Nazir from even part of the Hilchus Naziris. Furthermore, the Birkas Reish asks on the Kesef Mishnah from the Gemara over here on Amud Beis. Because the Gemara says that according to the Chachamim, if the person says, I cannot live without Yayin, then it's as if he was Shoyel on the Isser Yayin, and he becomes Mutter in the entire Naziris. Because the Shita of the Chachamim is that if a person is Shoyel on Mikdas Naziris, he becomes Mutter in Kol Naziris, just like if a person is Mekabel Mikdas Naziris, he becomes Usher in Kol Naziris. So he says that if it's possible to be Shoyel on partial Naziris, and then be Mater through that, the whole Naziris, it certainly should be possible to be Mischaret on the entire Naziris because of Mikdas Naziris. So it's Tzarech Ian on the Kesef Mishnah. However, the Karen Iris says that there's no Kasha on the Kesef Mishnah from the Gemara later, because if you look at the Gemara, we see that there is an Iba Yisema. So there's a Machlokes in the Gemara if this is actually true. If it's possible to be Shoyel on partial Naziris and then be Mater through that, the entire Naziris. Now, on the Mishnah that says, Yadani Shanazir Asir Biyayin, Avol Savra Yisi Shacham Matirim Li, so we learned that according to the Tanakama, it's Mutter Reb Shimon Oyser. The Gemara asks, that's a stira to the Reisha, because usually, according to the Tanakama, if a person's Makabal only part of the Yisur Naziris, then he's Asir, and according to Reb Shimon, he's Mutter. So the first suggestion the Gemara has is to switch around the Girsa. It should say, Areza Asir Reb Shimon Matir. The second suggestion is, like we mentioned earlier, now, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about where the person was only Mekabel one of the Yisur Naziris. Kigoyin de Nazir Mechada. According to the Rabbanan, he's a Nazir from everything. According to Reb Shimon, he needs to be Nazir from all things. And therefore, if he's only Mekabel one of the Yisur Naziris, like Chatzanim or like Yayin, then he doesn't become a Nazir. The Seifa, however, is talking about where he was Nader Mikulu, but then he was Itchel Mechada. He was Shoyel on one of the Yisurim. According to the Rabbanan, who hold Afil Loi Nazir Elame Achaz Ben, he is a Nazir. And when a person is Mekabel one of the Yisur Naziris, then it gives him all Yisur Naziris. You see that it's a package deal. And therefore, if he is Shoyel on one of them, he also is Mater the entire Naziris. Mashenka, according to Reb Shimon, who holds Achiyazir Mikulam, so you also have to be Shoyel Mikulam. And if you're not Shoyel Mikulam, then that's not considered a She'ela on the Naziris. The third teretz of the Gemara is, V'iba Yisema Benidri Oinsin Kamiflagi. One of the categories of the Arba Nidarin that the Chachamim were Matir is Nidri Oinsin. Usually what that means, the person was Toyla his Neder on Tanai, and the Tanai was Niskayim Ba'oinis. There's Machlokes in the Gemara whether these four Nedarim are Tzrichen She'ela L'Chachamim. So the Gemara wants to say that our case is similar to Nidrei Oinsin, because the person is incapable of being Nishmar from Shtias Yayin or from Tumas Mesim. So the Rabbanan hold like Shmuel, who says that Nidrei Oinsin are Mutter by themselves without She'ela L'Chacham, and Reb Shimon holds like Reb Asi, who says that you need to go to a Chacham. Now the Rambam paskins in Perek Aleph Hilchos Naziris Halacha Yudalit. Nadar ben Nazir, a person who is Nadar ben Nazir, va'amar lo ha'yisi yodea, sha'ha'nazir asr b'yayin, oy betumo, oy betiklachs. I didn't know that a Nazir is asr in one of these things. V'ilu ha'yisi yodea, if I would have known that he's asr b'yayin, or I would have known that he's asr betumo, or tiklachas, lo ha'yisi Nadar, I never would have made the Nadar. Says the Rambam, he's a Nazir v'chayev b'kula. He's a Nazir and he's chayev in all of these things. Sharehu ha'yodeya sha'asr atzmei be'echad mishloi shaminim. Because, of course, the Rambam passes like the Chacham in our Mishnah. This is the middle case of our Mishnah. The person knew that he was asring himself at least in one of the things. And the halacha is, u'kvar bi'arnu, says the Rambam, sha'afil loy nader elo be'echad mehem asr b'kula. Even if the person is only nader menachar tzanam, we pass like the Rabbanan, that he's asr in all Isuri Naziris. Continues the Rambam in halacha tesvav, and he says, Amar, I knew that a Nazir is usher in all these things. He thought she mutterly lishtois ani hayayin. I thought that I myself can drink yayin. Nei she'eni yachal lichis blo yayin. I thought that I'm able to drink yayin because I can't live without yayin. Om ipnei shani kovirus ha-mesim. For my parnasa, I am part of the Chevra Kedisha, I bury mesim. Harizeh einu nazir. He's not a nazir. Ipnei she'elu b'chlal nidrei shgogois. Because these are included nidrei shgogois. She'enam tzrichem she'elu l'chacham k'moy she'biyarnu. Says the Ravid in his Asogis, b'gemara amru, she'hein nidrei oinsin. V'chein ikr. The Gemara says nidrei oinsin, not nidrei shgogois. Now we have to understand what exactly is the Ravid's Hasaga, because the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Chafeh Amud Beis, says, Hechi Dami Shvuis Shgagis. What's the case of Shvuis Shgagis? Kigon Rav Kahani Rav Asi. Rav Kahani Rav Asi were arguing what Rav said in his shir. Hadein Amar Shvuasa Dehochi Amar Rav. Each one said a Shvua, he took a Shvua that this is what Rav said. They were taking opposite positions. And the Gemara refers to that, something that was made under false pretense, as Shvuis Shgagis. Now the Gemara in Shvuas Daf Chavav Med Aleph learns the din of Oynis from Ha'adam B'Shvua, from the Pasuk of Ha'adam B'Shvua that we mentioned earlier. And the Gemara says, what's a case of Oynis? And it brings the same exact story of Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. So you see that the same story of Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, each one being Nishba, that Rav said what he thought Rav said, is referred to in one place, in the Gemara in Shvuas, as Oynis, and in the Gemara in Nedarim is referred to as Shgagas. So you see, there's no real kpeid if we call it Shvuah Shgagis or Oinsin. So what's exactly bothering the Ravid who says that the Rambam shouldn't use the terminology Shgagis, he should use the terminology Oinsin? This is a kasha that Reb David Salvechik asks in his shir. Now Reb Chaim asks a stira between these two halachas in the Rambam. Remember that in halacha Yudala, the Rambam says that if the person says, Le'yadati shenazir asur b'yayin, so he is a nazir and he's chayiv in oli suri nazir. Why is this any different in halacha tesvav? Why do we call that nidrei shgagis? When the person says, Savra yisi shiatiru li chachamim, then we say that his naziris was done under false pretense and it's mutter without she'ela l'chacham. But when he says that I didn't know that a nazir is asur b'yayin, and had I known that, I never would have made the neder, then the Rambam passes that he's a full-fledged nazir and he's asur and only suri nazir. Now this kasha is only a kasha according to the Rambam himself. Because according to the other Rishonim, the case in the Reisha is where the person merely states that I did not know that a nazir is asur b'yayin. So that's a very clear chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa. Because in the Seifa, he tells us that had he known that they wouldn't have been matir for him, he never would have made the neder. So that could be understood as nidrei shgagis. However, the Rambam says, not only in the Reisha did he say that I didn't know that a nazir is asur b'yayin, he says that had I known that, I never would have been mekabel nazirus. According to the other Rishonim, all he is a person who wasn't mekabel only suri nazirus. He didn't know about the iser yayin. So it's like a person who said, "Areini nazir min achartzanim." But according to the Rambam, it's much deeper than that. He says that had I known, I never would have made the nether. So why is that any different than nidrei shgagis? That's what Reb Chaim asks. He says, "Ein lecha shoyge gadol mizeh." Reb Chaim answered as follows. He says that the din of Nidri Shgagis and Nidri Oinsin, or Shvuah Shgagis and Shvuah Oinsin, is all learnt out from the Pasuk of Ha'adam B'Shvuah, like we mentioned earlier. So asks Reb Chaim another question. He says, every single time you have a neder that the person has a Pesach on, why must you go to a Chacham and be shoyl on your neder? Why don't we say that the whole neder is batal because it's lacking in Ha'adam B'Shvuah? Ha'adam B'Shvuah means that the person has to be fully aware and cognizant at the time that he makes the Shvuah. But if the person was under false pretense, then that should be a chsarin in Ha'adam B'Shvuah, just like the case of Nidrei Shgagis and Nidrei Oinsin. What's the difference between the case where Rav Ami and Rav Asi were swearing because each one thought that this is what Rav says, and had they known that this is not what Rav said, then they never would have made the Shvuah? And the case where a person says that had I known this Pesach, had I known this information, I never would have made the neder. So why do you have to go to a Chacham? Now, Alpi Pashtus, we could have theoretically answered this question very simply. We could say that Nidrei Shgagis or Nidrei Oinsin are different than a regular Pesach, because Nidrei Shgagis and Oinsin, there's an umdina demuchach, there's a complete umdina that the person never would have made his neder, and that's why it's lacking in Ha'adam B'Shvuah. There's no neder. But by a Pesach, perhaps we could say there's no umdina demuchach, there's no umdina gemura that the person wouldn't have made this neder, and that's why you have to come on to She'elas Chacham, because it's not lacking in Ha'adam B'Shvuah. However, says Reb Chaim that you cannot say that, because that would mean that the Pasik of Ha'adam B'Shvuah is coming to teach me that in a case where there is a complete umdana, an umdana gemura, that he never would have made this neder had he known this information, that it's not considered a good neder. And Reb Chaim says we can't say that, because why would you then need a Pasik Bechlal? Whenever there's an umdana de gemura, there's an umdana de muchak that a person wouldn't have made the chalois under certain pretense, we don't need a Pasik. A person makes a kinyan, and there is an umdana de muchak that he didn't have kavanas kinyan. The whole kinyan is batal. We don't need a yafusa for that. The person didn't have das for it. So why do you need a Pasik Bechlal? Of course, we all understand that this is only a kasha if you understand that the person is being poyel the chalais, like we mentioned earlier from Reb Shimon, because if you learn, like Reb Naftali and Reb Ber, who understand that it's not the person who creates the chalais, it's similar to chalitza, then there's makam to be mechal between this and regular kinyon. Regular kinyonim, you have to have das, you have to have gemiras das, mashen kain, by something like tevila and shechita that we mentioned, where it's an automatic chalois, if the person has a false pretense, he goes into the mikveh thinking that it's not going to be metayer him, it doesn't make a difference. So too, we can say that if the person thought by a neder that this dibur is not going to aser him, you need a special pasuk for adam b'shvua. However, Reb Chaim is making the assumption that it's the person who creates the chalois, and therefore he asks, why do you need a pasuk for adam b'shvua if we're talking about a case of an umdana de muchach that he never would have done it had he known? So therefore, he says, you have to say that we're talking about a case where there's no umdana demuchach. So if the pasuk for adam b'shvua is coming to tell me that even when there's no umdana demuchach, then if the person didn't have das, then it's batal. So we're back to our question. Why then, every case of a pesach, can't we say that since the person did it under false pretense, it should be like a problem of adam b'shvua, like nidrei shgagas, and he shouldn't have to go to a chacham? Answers Reb Chaim that nidrei shgagas is only in a case where the shgaga is in the etzem haneder, meaning to say the whole neder was a mistake. A pesach is where had I known certain information, certain side information, I never would have made the neder. I didn't mistakenly make the neder. Just if the circumstances would have been different, then I wouldn't have made the neder. So in the case of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, the whole neder was a mistake. I said the neder or the shvu in that case because I thought that this is what Rav said. By a pesach, there was no mistake in the actual issur that I created. Let's say I have a cup of juice in front of me. If I think it's wine, and I say that what's in this cup should be asur on me like a carbon, that's called a mistake, because my intention was to asur it because it's wine, not because it's juice. So I mistakenly asured the thing in front of me. But suppose that I know that it's juice. I meant to asur it as a cup of juice. I just didn't realize that later I'm going to suffer medically because I drank juice. So there is no shgaga in the etzema neder. Everything about the neder was done with full cognizance. It's just that there are certain circumstances that had I known them, I never would have made that neder. So that is not a chsarn of ha'adam b'shvua, and that's why you need to have a heter from a chacham. Mela says Reb Chaim, we can be miyashiv of the Rambam. In the Sefer, when the person was mekabel nazirus, and he knew that he's Aser B'yayin. It's just that he thought that the Chacham would be Mater for him, the Iser Yayin. So it comes out that Le'inyan, his Neder M'yayin, there was a Shugaga Be'etzema Neder, because he thought they're going to be Mater for him to drink Yayin. So when he uttered the words Hareni Nazir, he was mistaken. He thought that it's not going to make him Aser B'yayin. Now Le'inyan, the other Iser that is Mekab on himself, Tiglachas and Tumah, there's no Shugaga Be'etzema Neder. There may be a Pesach, he could say that had I known that they're not going to be Mater me to drink Yayin, I never would have made the Neder. That's called a Pesach. But Gabi the Isser on the Yayin, he was a Shgaga. Now in the Reisha, where he says, Lo Yadati, Shenazer Aser B'Yayin, I was not aware that a Nazir is Aser B'Yayin. Says Reb Chaim, Legabi Yayin, there's no Shgaga, because he wasn't Mekabel on himself, Beferish, not to drink Yayin. He just said Areni Nazir, and his intention was to be Mekabel the other Yisurim on himself. You can't say Legabi Yayin, he was a Shgaga, he wasn't even aware that a Nazir is Aser in Yayin. Legabi the Shari Yisurim, he has a Pesach, but he's not a Shgaga. His Pesach is that had he known that it's going to result in him becoming Aser B'Yayin, he never would have made the Yisur. But for that, he's got to go to a Chacham. So Memela, in Halacha Tesvav, where he knew that Nazir is Aser B'Yayin, so he actually, Beferish, was Mekabel all the Yisurim on himself, but he thought that they were going to be Matar to him, so he was a Shgaga Legabe the Iser Yayin. Even Legabe the Shari Yisurim, where he was not a Shgaga and all he has is a Pesach, we say, Neder Shehuter Miktsasai Huter Kulai. As long as part of the Neder was Huter B'Toris Shgaga, the rest of it also becomes Huter. As is mavur in the Dharm Chafayim Abayz. Masha'enkin in Halacha Yudalid, where he wasn't even aware that a Nazir is Aser B'Yayin, so he wasn't Mekabel on himself, the Iser Yayin, and therefore there is no Shgaga. The only thing he could say is that I had known that a Nazir is Aser B'Yayin, I never would have been Mekabel the Iser that I was Mekabel. That is called a Pesach. So until he goes to a Chacham, he's not going to be Mutter in anything. About what we learned in our Mishnah, that the fellow thought that they're going to be Mater, his being the Tamil Mason, because that's what he does. Neshani Koyver as HaMesim. Tosfos says, we're talking about a person who's having a very difficult time with his parnasa, and he needs to bury Mason for Schar in order to live. It's mashma from here that a person is allowed to take Schar for Kvuris Mason, even though Mason are Aser Bahano. Take a look at Chuvus Chasam Soifer Chelik Aleph Arachayim Simukuf Chofches. You see, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the Kasha to the Nesivis, why is it mutter to take Schar for Kvuris Mason? In the Dovid Meisharim Chelik Gimel Simen Chof, he says that you could say that the person is being metapel with Mesei Akum, and there's Mason that are Goyim, there's no Isra Anoa. However, according to the Shita of the Uraim, a Nazir is Mutter to be Metame to Mese Akum. So then you have to say we're talking about Mese Yisrael, and then there is a Raya that a person could take Schar on Kavuras Mason.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.